see here, will inseminate the partner in front of it and receive sperm from the one behind, which is sort of like an awesome time saver when you think about it. But if scientists had only like saw this and they were like, okay, we're just not going to touch that with a stick, they would have missed the bigger thing about sea hares that makes them really remarkable. So it turns out that these sea hares have a small number of very large neurons, which makes them excellent to use in neuroscience research. And in fact, the scientist Eric Kandel used them in his research to understand how memories are stored. And you know what? He won a Nobel Prize for his work. So go out there and pick up beetles and play in dirt and ask questions and own your fascination with gross stuff and don't be ashamed of it because you never know what you're going to find. And as I say at the end of all my videos, ew. Thank you.